Well, be careful. Sometimes these words are hurting your partner, and you may be a little bit at a time chiseling away at the foundation of your marriage, and I want to tell you something, love can be killed. And one day you wake up and there's no love left in the relationship because of these little wars. Maybe there's never been anything physical. Maybe your husband's never slapped you across the mouth. Maybe you've never hit him. I'm not talking about the physical fights. I'm talking about these things that happen by attitudes and words. And then we bury and we have smoldering resentment and grudges are developed. And pretty soon we're paying the big price. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to pay that. You don't want to pay it in your spirit. And I'll tell you, when you do this, your body will pay the price, your mind will pay the price, and your spirit will pay the price. And it's not worth it.
Well, I've talked to people who have lost loved ones, and they were in torment, Darren, because the last words they said were not agreeable. They were argumentative when they left the house, and then they were in an accident that day. If you who are listening...
You're saying that spouse never came home.
Never came home. If you who are listening, remember that. When you leave the house, or when your daughter or son leaves the house, or wife or husband, that the last words they hear out of your mouth are kind words and loving words, rather than sarcastic words or words of arguing. That way, if something happens during the day, you aren't going to be in everlasting torment. And some people die with great guilt on their hearts because they didn't say kind and loving words with that loved one. And Darren, I want to have that when you leave the house. I want to be in agreement with you and not in disagreement when you leave, in case, you know, something would happen. And in Matthew 18, we go to where Peter's asking Jesus, if a brother does me wrong, how many times do I forgive him, Lord? But right before that, Jesus is talking about agreement. He's talking in Matthew 18:18-19. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them. Now, this is agreement. If two of you, husband or wife or friends, agree as far as a healing or a miracle or an answer to prayer, you're asking God for an answer, and you get in an argument and you're in disagreement, that will not answer your prayers. That disagreement is a wedge in your prayer to keep your prayer from being answered. And why did Jesus talk about agreement and then go into forgiveness, Darren? I believe they're interlocked. I really, truly believe they are.
Well, to see, if you and I are sideways, as one friend of mine said to me, he said, we're sideways. I said, what does that mean?
Yes.
Well, we're not able to look at each other straight on.
That's good, yes.
And, you know, sometimes you meet somebody on a street or you see them maybe a block away or half a block away, and you want to, you know, you'd rather, quote, die than meet that person. So what do? You cross the street or you go into a store that you didn't intend to go into because you want to avoid contact. Mm-hmm. Well, we need to stop that. Mm-hmm. And particularly in the husband and wife case, you know, if a husband's had an argument with a wife and they come home at night and, you know, and everything's kind of tense around the house, prayer agreement is impossible in a deal like that.
It is.
And, you know, sometimes I've said to you, you know, we had some little thing go on and I said, you know, we got one of the kids called. There's something going on here where we really need to be in agreement. By the way, honey, before we pray, you know, you and I had some words this morning. We better pray here and put those words to death, and I'm going to forgive and release you, and I wish you'd do that for me so that we can operate in pure agreement, so there's no disagreement between us.
Yes, and you realize, Darren, when there are relationships, close relationships, we understand when there's some little glitch there in our relationship, because when we come home and if you go by me or I go by you, we make sure that we don't touch each other. And that's when we aren't really in agreement and we've gone through some kind of argument.
Yeah, you're giving the other one a lot of space.
Yeah, you're giving each other a lot of space. That's like the person going across the street. But when you are together and in agreement, you don't mind when that person comes by and pats you or loves you or touches you. That's a feeling of wonderful, it's just a wonderful feeling of love.
Boy, it's been a long time. I can't remember that.
Okay, now tell the audience that is not true.
Well, now, let me say this, though, just to put the record straight. You're more often wrong than I am. Would you agree with me?
Oh, those are grounds. Those are really grounds. Oh,
that's a springboard for a big fight.
It sure is. Well, I forgive you, Darren.
Oh, I accept it.
Okay, here in Matthew 18. Now, Jesus believes that agreement is very important. He and the Father were in agreement throughout this word. There's never been disagreement between Holy Spirit, Father God, and Jesus Christ.
You know, that's a very, very important point to bring out. Because some people get so messed up in their heads and their theology, they think, well, you know, the Father wanted this, but Jesus wasn't really for it. And Jesus just kind of went, or Jesus was in disagreement.
Oh, no.
Folks, I'm going to tell you, there's never disagreement in the Godhead between the Father and, as Barbara said, between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So if the Holy Spirit is speaking, Jesus is in agreement and Father is in agreement. So you can know that. That's an important concept to get straight.
It really is. Well, here's a very big heart issue in Matthew 18, verse 21. And here it goes. Peter comes again to him. Peter seems to be the one who the others are just a little bit timid or shy about asking Jesus these important heart issues. But here comes Peter. Well, Lord, he says, how often shall my brother sin against me? Now he's saying, you know, he's committed a sin against me, Jesus. And I forgive him. How many times? Up to seven times? And Dr. Luke, in Luke 17, he says seven times a day. And this is a man, Luke was a man who wrote many specifics. He was very specific about his writing. And in Luke 17:4, he says, if he sins against you seven times a day, and returns to you seven times, forgive him. Now, he's saying that in a day. So here we go back to Matthew 18 and says seven times, but up to 70, seven times a day, Jesus. He could be saying, is there a person that can come against you and offend you seven times in a day? Of course there is. Some of you have been in businesses or at work where you have had to forgive three or four or five or six or seven or eight or nine, 10 times a day. And Darren, we have people that have actually told us that their work is so hard that they they're always seems to be forgiving. Well, Jesus says here in verse 22, Jesus said to Peter, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Now, how many is that a day, Darren?
Well, that's 490 times. You don't even have to be real good at multiplication to understand that.
Wow.
Now, I believe what Jesus is really saying is you're going to forgive so many times you've forgotten a number. Stop keeping track. I think that's part of this teaching here.
Yes.
And you know, sometimes, Barbara, and I've worked at construction and I've worked some really tough jobs and I've worked some tough jobs professionally, and i.e. in the school district. And we had some administrators that were just real boneheads. I mean, I can put some stronger words on it which would better describe them. But some of these people are just their personality and mine absolutely rubbed each other the wrong way. I mean, there was no way on a good day we could really, really get along and really agree, because we just flat didn't like each other. And a lot of that was just personality type. And maybe they were very fastidious and they were very perfection, and that drives me up the wall, because I'm not that way at all. I'm probably on the other end of the spectrum. I want to hang loose and, you know, and still get the job done. Well, sometimes there's almost a floating hatred that develops in a relationship like that. And you have to forgive and forgive and forgive. And you have to keep forgiving. And it will never be basically resolved between you because your personality are so different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think we need to get on the guilt trip about that. But when we sense that there's something rising up in our heart, we need to forgive. And I like what Jesus said over here again, and it's a different rendering, Mark 11. Right after Jesus said, have the faith of God, speak to the mountain. If you believe and don't doubt in your heart, it will rise up and be cast away. And then verse 24, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you receive them, they shall be granted to you. And then he goes right into forgiveness.
Yes.
Whenever you stand praying, forgive.
Yes.
If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also is in heaven, may forgive your transgressions. Now, I believe to keep the books balanced, we need to be in forgiveness.
All right. And so he's saying, if you truly want that mountain removed,
that's right,
you have got to be totally clear between horizontally between you and your brother and vertically between you and God.
And it says, it goes on to says, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your transgressions.
Mm.
Now, what you just said reminds me of many times I've had people come and they say, I need to be healed, Darren, and I believe in your prayers. Okay. So I say, well, first of all, and the Holy Spirit would be speaking to me, Darren, they're mad at somebody. Darren, talk to them about this. The more important thing here is to get this forgiveness issue addressed and taken care of. So I say to them, you're angry with somebody, aren't you? Oh, yeah, I hate my mother-in-law, or I hate my father, or I hate my husband, or I hate somebody. They did me wrong. Darren, let me tell you what they... No, hold the phone. First of all, if I could show you how to forgive, would you? And then I take them through this diagram that we have in the Stepping into Freedom manual. And I say, listen, you need to horizontally forgive that person that you